Sorry.
Where is our?
Oh my God.
Mr. Yeti?
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here with us tonight. We've got some pretty cool things that are happening. We're going to call to order our Board of Trustee work session. It's 6 PM. This is being held at Station 41 here in West Point. We have Ricky, Annette. Oh, I should probably do it all, huh? Ricky Carlson, Annette Judd, Mayor Shepherd. I'm Brian Vincent. Mayor Wiggle, Megan Ratchford, and Jerry Chatterton. We have Nancy Smalling and Tim Roper that will hopefully be coming here with us shortly. We will just start right into the best part of the whole night. We're going to do our best.
It's my honor, Chairman. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to take a few minutes. So, family and friends, I'm Chief Beecraft. I just want to say before we start this ceremony, it's an honor to do this, and we explained this in the past as being a firefighter is an honor and a to serve your community and to give back. I've always said we all need to make money, that's for sure, but I don't know that most firefighters and people in public sector, they want to give to others, and starting a career in that is a really noble thing to do. That being said, through tradition, we swear an oath to the citizens and the community we serve and to each other, and we take that oath really seriously. And so tonight I'd like to start off with swearing in one of our promoted firefighters, Captain Steve Harrington. You want to come up? He was promoted from driver to captain, and we'll swear him in first, and then we'll swear in the others. I do solemnly swear that as a captain at the North Davis Fire District,
I do solemnly swear. Where, as the captain of the North Davis Fire District,
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States and the State of Utah.
And respect the property and rights of others.
And respect the property and rights of others.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty to serve mankind.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty to serve mankind.
To safeguard and preserve life and property.
To preserve life and property.
Against adverse effects of fire and medical emergencies.
Against adverse effects.
Adverse effects of fire and medical emergencies.
And exposure to hazardous conditions. I will uphold the policies and procedures.
I will uphold the policies and procedures.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
And the standards of my profession. I will not allow my personal feelings. Preferences or prejudices. To deter me in the performance of my duties. I recognize the badge of my profession as a symbol of the public's faith.
Public's faith.
And I accept it as a public trust to be held.
And I uphold it to a public trust to be withheld.
As long as I am true to ethics to the fire service. I am obligated to be courteous. Fair, efficient, and honest. In all my contacts with the public and my fellow of the North Davis Fire District. I will perform my duties and responsibilities with fidelity. And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District. So help me God.
Go ahead.
You too. Okay, now can I get the word? Thank you.
So now we'll bring up our other guests. We only have two of you tonight.
The Elizabeth and...
This means only one of you has to remember the words. Just take turns.
Please raise your right hand. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
That as a firefighter of the North Davis Fire District.
As a firefighter of the North Davis Fire District.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And respect the property and rights of others.
And respect the property and rights of others.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty.
To serve mankind.
To serve mankind.
To safeguard and preserve life.
To safeguard and preserve life.
And property against the adverse effects of fire.
And property against adverse effects of fire.
Medical emergencies.
Medical emergencies.
And exposure to hazardous conditions.
And exposure to hazardous conditions.
I will uphold the policies.
I will uphold the policies.
And procedures of the North Davis Fire District.
Procedures of the North Davis Fire District.
And the standards of my profession.
And the standards of my profession.
I will not allow my personal feelings.
I will not allow my personal feelings.
Preferences or prejudices.
Preferences or prejudices.
Deter me in performance of my duties.
Deter me in my performance of my duties.
I will recognize the badge of my profession.
I will recognize the badge of my profession.
As a symbol of public faith.
As a symbol of public faith.
I will accept it as public trust.
I will accept it as public trust.
To be held it so long as I am true.
To be held it so long as I am true.
To the ethics of the fire service.
To the ethics of the fire service.
I am obligated to be courteous.
I am obligated to be courteous.
Fair.
Fair.
Efficient and honest.
Efficient and honest.
In all of my contacts with the public.
In all of my contacts with the public.
And my fellow members of the North Davis Fire District.
And my fellow members of the North Davis Fire District.
I will perform my duties and responsibilities with fidelity.
I will perform my responsibilities and, oh gosh, I'm sorry.
My duties and responsibilities.
My duties and responsibilities.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Excited to have these new personnel. They've been a breath of fresh air, and thank you for allowing us to swear them in tonight.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Elizabeth.
Hannah Zos.
Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the family.
And they both landed running.
Like, did they?
Literally.
So. We'll keep you busy here. Congratulations as well. You are all welcome to stay. You're all welcome to leave.
Thank you. This is your daughter.
Usually after you know you come through and I was on the go. Huh?
Yes, that's for sure.
Boyfriend.
Okay, let's go on. Let's do a quick annexation update.
Okay, I've reached out just to inform the board. I've reached out to Wasatch Civil. I reached out to a couple of different engineering companies, but Wasatch Civil, they've been responding to me and actually been really good to work with in getting estimates for legal description in Mylar for, as I call it, cleanup annexation. Been in touch with Mike Wagstaff and whatnot. just for gee whiz, HB 314 is in the Senate as second reading, Senator Kalmar, which is, it's not really going to affect this, but it would in the future, where counties of the second class, not the first class, but, so the West Point annexation would have automatically been included in the district if this passes, and I think it's going to pass. But we still have to do that legal description because we're going to, and I talked with Commissioner Stevenson, we're still going to annex that unincorporated West Point, BLM land all the way to the Syracuse line, and then we're also going to annex the section where the junior high is. Yep. We need to do that, and then annex the MIDA section of Sunset. And so with that, we're just stepping through those hoops, and I just wanted the board to be aware. we're getting the bids, but we're going to be looking at doing, in our June amendment, we're going to have to amend. It's roughly between MIDA and the other section. It's going to be getting the legal description and the Mylar and helping us with articulate the language with our attorney. It's going to be about $12,000 that we'll have to amend the budget for. But everybody has been really receptive. I don't think there's going to be any pushback. Like, the county wants us to annex it yesterday. So, any questions on that? The only other thing I had that we have noted on here, Chair, is, and I've contacted everybody on the, we unfortunately have to replace the motor in the ladder truck. That, Mayor Shepherd, you were probably with us back in the day when we did an emergency purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Back. Well, we're at that again. so we need to replace the motor. The one thing that I just was explaining to the chair is that we're supposed to get our new ladder in about a year and a half, fiscal 27 summer. And that's still on target. I did try to see if It could be moved up or it can't. But the good news is we wasn't planning on selling that ladder after we got our new one. So this is it's painful, but it's money well spent. That ladder has been a really good ladder. You guys know it's put out a lot of fire over the years. And with the new motor in it and us not cutting any corners, it's going to serve us for years to come. So any questions on that? I did, by the way, physically go down there and look at it when they had it apart and make sure it had new pistons and new camshaft in it or whatever. I didn't think that they would lead me astray, but with that kind of money, I wanted to make sure that that was getting done. There's a brand new turbo sitting on the floor, so it's getting done.
What's the timeline?
They were putting it back together when I went there and I showed you those pictures. I'm thinking a couple weeks.
Awesome. Did you bring back a piston?
I'm actually bringing back all six of them with the sleeves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but they wanted to keep them. I don't know. They want to keep them there till they're done. But the same camp, not that it matters, but the same camshaft goes in, but new bearings. The same crank goes in, just new bearings. And I did look at the connecting rods and everything. So they're all in good shape still. So.
Jeez, I'd like to have went and looked at all that stuff.
What's that?
I'd like to have seen all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You could see at the top of the cylinder. So this is hard to explain, but you know when the piston goes up and then it's doing this? Mm-hmm. So it's hitting an angle when it gets to the very top of the head, and you could see where that was worn in the rings. Mm-hmm. They weren't concave, they were opposite of concave.
Convex.
Yeah. So number 5 and 6 cylinder, they were gone almost, but yeah.
Oh, that'll be great.
That's all. Oh, I just wanted to give you an update on that. That's where it's at. So.
Okay, perfect. In the work session, you guys need what you're looking for? Okay. We're going to roll right into then our regular meeting. A few minutes earlier, which is great. So we'll go ahead and call to order our Board of Trustee meetings for the North Davis Fire District. It is 6:19 p.m. This meeting is being held on Thursday, February 27th here at West Point City at Station 41. Board members that are in attendance with us are Jerry Chatterton, Nancy Smalling, Megan Ranchford, Mayor Wiggle, and Mayor Wiggs, I think. Brian Vincent, Mayor Shepherd, Annette Judd, Ricky Carlson, and Tim Roper. Welcome, Tim. We have asked Mayor Shepherd if he will lead us in prayer and allegiance tonight.
Prayer and allegiance?
Yeah, prayer and allegiance.
I'll pray first. Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful to be able to meet together this evening as Fire Board. Thankful for all that Thou has blessed us with. We're very thankful to have been able to witness pinning ceremony tonight and excited to have these new firefighters join us. We're thankful for the service that all of our firefighters provide for our communities and keeping us safe and taking care of those that are sick and struggling. I pray that Thou will bless them as they perform their duties, that they'll be watched over and protected and be able to return home safely each night to their families. Pray that as we meet tonight, we'll have the guidance and make decisions that are appropriate for the members of our cities and of this district. We thank Thee for all that we've been given and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. Citizen comment. We've got two. If you'd like to make any, seeing none, we're going to move right on then. You have in front of you a copy of the January 16th minutes that have been sent out. We need to approve these. If anybody has any suggestions, changes, edits, please speak now. Otherwise, we will take a motion.
I'm going to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion approved by Tim, second by Mayor Shepherd. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Next is the North Davis Fire District bills for January of 2025. And those in front of you as well. Anybody have any questions on those tonight? Need a motion for approval then?
So moved.
Motion by Ricky and a second by Tim. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Financial report.
Just a couple bullet points. Fee and lieu property taxes, we're on target, looking good. Ambulance revenue, me and Misty have been in contact with First Professional. We're on target there and looking good as far as that goes. And we've also been talking to them about our budget that we're building right now. We're getting some good numbers there. Impact fees, we're almost 100%. They make me nervous, so I'm not going to budget for any more next year, but we got a lot of projects going. So the only other thing that we always keep an eye on is employee wages, and we're running under, we're running about 61%, and we should be at 66%, so we're just watching it like a hawk. That's about all I have. Everything else is looking pretty good.
Questions for the chief on the financial report?
Move to approve financials as submitted.
Second that motion.
Motion by Mayor Shepherd, second by Megan. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Fire chief's report.
I already talked to you about truck 41, so that was on the agenda. Annexation, I talked to you about that too. Just actually the Senate bill for GWIZ. I'll be following that. I have been participating, going down to the Capitol every week. I don't know how you guys do that, but
it sucks.
Yeah. You got to walk up a hill every time. It's, yeah. Anyway, as far as fire and EMS legislation goes, we're looking pretty good across the state. There was some ambulance billing stuff that was with Regents Blue Cross. I think that we've came to an agreement of what we're going to do. I don't, talking with other chiefs and that, I don't think it's going to affect the district that much. We're going to be okay that way. Just for FYI, we have a budget committee and we've met once and we're going over preliminary stuff. Misty's been building the budget and I've been helping her, and we're right in the middle of the wage study that's due this year and preparing that. But so far, we're looking pretty good as far as our tentative goes. We'll go from there. Gee whiz, and maybe the cities are aware of this too, but I don't know if it's passed in the Senate yet, but Election Day becoming a state holiday. And it's not taking the place of Columbus Day either. So
Indigenous People Day.
Just that's just something to keep our eye on the ball. I think you probably have to do that as cities as well. I don't know. Yeah.
How is that a holiday? I don't know. It's a true work day.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's a holiday.
Well, I think
they're not. Take state.
The day after should be a holiday, but that day shouldn't be.
Isn't it a crime that employers have to let their employees go and vote?
I think it was a different date, though, that they were going to hold it on, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Or was it?
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't have the legislation in front of me. They were going to do it instead of Columbus. And then they changed it with an amendment and said it will be an additional holiday. Was it last year that we dealt with Juneteenth or the year before? I don't know. I just wanted to make the board aware of that. So.
All right.
And then lastly, we had a structure fire on Antelope. I don't know if you're all aware of it. We had a working structure, and the call went really well. It was a really difficult fire to get to. In fact, the shift that's on duty today was on the fire. And,
is it Antelope Drive or Antelope Island?
Antelope
Drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
That antique shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the fire was deep-seated in between the roof and the ceiling, and trying to get to it with crews on the roof and crews interior was just a hard one to get to. We finally got to it. They did a great job. But just so the board's aware, I talked to the chair and the mayor. We did have an incident. We had a firefighter go down. That is an anomaly. His crew was right there with him. It wasn't a mayday. He did get banged up pretty bad. It pulled his face piece off when he fell through the ceiling, but it was kind of the rest of the team. It was kind of a controlled fall as he went down, and he was transported and released. He's, in fact, he's back on duty. So he's fine and scared me, but that went well. So they did a good stop on it, but that's the only thing I have.
Isn't tonight. That a vaulted ceiling in there?
No.
Type, or is it flat?
It's not a vaulted ceiling. And this will make sense to somebody in construction. You've got the roof or the ceiling trusses, you know, every space so often. Mm-hmm. He's a long, lengthy kid, and he went through one leg hooked on one truss, and then as he swung over, it pulled his SCBA face piece off, and then the guys kind of caught him as he went to the floor. So he took in some smoke, too, because it pulled his face piece off. But his captain, his team was right there with him, got him right out. They did emergency traffic, but they didn't do a mayday, which I'm thankful for. But the only worst thing was is he's not here, is he?
No.
He's the younger gentleman that that we swore in the last time, and I had to promise his mom that he'd be okay this morning. So I'm like, I'm glad that his dad.
Your trust there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that his dad came to the ER, and I'm like, will you call his mom?
But, yeah, but anyway,
he's only 12, isn't he? Looks like he's 12.
Well, I was driving down the road, I'm thinking, oh gee whiz, I promised his mom. Anyway, it went good. So. Any questions for me or?
Any questions there? Okay.
Oh, the awards.
I was going to bring it up.
Oh, go ahead then.
No, you first.
I think it, as you all know, it's kind of a little bit different this year, but it was awesome. The guys really enjoyed it, and I think the board did too, and I appreciate your attendance and your help with it. So.
The story that was shared by Holly was a very touching story. I'm sure it affected all of us that were there. Only to imagine how the people who were involved in that call must have felt. Obviously, for the captain who was making the announcement that night, you know, it was a struggle for him as well. And so it touched each one of us, but I'm glad that she was there to share that story with us, and then also to praise all the people that were involved in that. It was a pretty amazing thing to go. So it was a very nice dinner, and we all certainly appreciate it, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Very nice banquet and awards. And
thank you.
I echo what Mayor Wiggle said, too.
You got a great crew.
Yeah.
You
oh, yeah.
You got a good job.
Proud of all of them.
Doesn't matter how you mix them, they're great.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have just one question real quick.
Yeah, please.
With the swearing in of these new ones tonight, are you fully staffed now, or do you still down?
We're fully staffed.
Perfect.
Nice.
Great. Good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
I know she didn't make any promises tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Promises.
Yeah.
My name
tag's
still on.
All right, member city updates. Sunset.
You know, I'll take a minute. After discussion that we had after the award ceremony, I don't know how you celebrate having the top fire a couple of years in a row.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that it worked out that way. But we kind of talked about that after, like, dang, that was top fire award a couple of years in a row. I don't know if we should be, I know we're really proud of all the guys, but I don't know if we're all excited about the recognition for that. So yeah. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Not Thank next you. Year.
Yeah, not next year, please.
You're talking the Porter, what, the Porters? Or
no.
That was the EMS, right? Porters was EMS.
Yeah.
Any else?
Nope, that was it.
Sounds good. Yeah. You got something?
Yeah, I'm just letting the board know, and the fire district know that our 95 townhome project is moving along. Looks like it's going to be.
Well,
well, Mayor, I was really, you shared that with me before the meeting. It was a whole lot better than what we wanted to go there.
You finally did something that had the two fires.
Townhome? And
cool.
With some
retail
the apartment
there.
Where they had to rescue
it. Yeah, and so just so you're aware, it's the old Wagner's property on 1300.
Okay.
They've met with the planning commission. Ricky's the liaison for that, and they've got a really nice project going in there that we're kind of excited about. And Ricky's been working on that. So.
Hey, we need to tell Angry Doctor again. We'll get a little busier.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Might have to take your mom's place next door and open it up.
Mike, have they pulled a permit?
Not yet.
Okay.
It hasn't gone before council yet.
It's oh, okay.
Still in it's in planning right now. Just wanted to be aware of it. How many
it's
units, Ricky?
95.
95 townhome units there. So.
Good.
Your guys will be busy on that project too.
Who's building it?
What's that?
Who's the builder?
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Yeah, Mark asked me too, and it's like, I can't remember.
I remember seeing the guy's
name. I'm old, I don't know what Richard's problem is.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. We're finally starting to get, the building should start, you know, we've been kind of dormant for a few years. The interest rates and everything else, depending on where they are. So we'll see the first units start going up here shortly at Clearfield Station. We should be moving those units, and we had a design review committee with the front climbing gym for Clearfield Station. They're anticipating starting before the end of the year. Our new golf facility is now through planning commission now, and
that's exciting.
And moving forward, so that's going to be an amazing. That's top golf competitor from Legend Hills.
What about
where's that going to be?
Up in Legend Hills.
What about
right behind the
Church Field right there?
Yeah, on the north of the Clearfields. Yeah.
Mayor, what about Lakeside?
Lakeside is looks like they're finished with their second round of the plan review, and they're hoping by summer that they'll be able to start moving forward as well.
Did you have a pre-construction meeting with them today, Chief?
Pleasure.
Okay. Yeah, as I say, they should be soon. So they're anxious. They've been trying to get their funding, just their capital stack together to make it happen. So they're anxious, and yeah, we should have all kinds of fun stuff going on here in the next little while.
Got any plan reviews for the old
Soil
Station?
Little jets out, and the next round will be bigger. the next round you'll be able to see, other than when you're walking. And that was a weird thing, because when we planned those jets, the anticipation was they were going to be significantly larger. That was what I had planned on. That's what the council kind of assumed.
And then they showed up.
And when you let somebody else do the work for you, and you kind of turn that over, and UDOT tells them it has to fit within the furnishing zone, they fit flat if they're in the furnishing zone. I mean, they're small enough to do that, and that wasn't. She didn't understand that you could tip them on their sides and still fit them within the furnishing zone, even if they were 4 or 5 feet long. And so
how big are they?
Some are about 4 feet long, but they're
about like that, aren't they?
But they're most of them are about 3 feet long.
Like F-35s.
You can't miss them as you're driving down the street, but you will if you're driving too fast. The next set will go into the bigger areas, probably in front of the fire station. Will be a larger.
That's over cool. By the flags?
Yeah. In front of the library will be a significantly larger one, and so they'll probably be twice the size of what these are. much more visible. But they're pretty. I mean, they're nicely designed, and they're absolutely fun to walk by. I can see.
Maybe we could put them in our park.
Every time I drive by, it's you know, somebody's out there walking around looking at one of them, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool. West Point?
West Point.
You're getting a Costco, right?
It's coming.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't have anything to update y'all. You think anything?
Just a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We're adjourned.
There's
a bunch of ideas. No comments.
Go ahead,
we always think less than.